From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. There's a new movie in the theaters called The Treatment. It's the story of Jake Singer, an English teacher in a private high school in Manhattan, who pays regular visits to an analyst, Dr. Ernesto Morales. Morales is played by actor Ian Holm.
For the good Christ's sake, Mr. Singer, do you need to be told so badly that I love you?
You love me?
Yes. Now sit down, please.
The film is based on a novel, The Treatment, written by Daniel Menaker, who's in the studio with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
How would you describe Dr. Morales?
There was one of the quotes by Janet Malcolm, who wrote a book about psychoanalysis, who says, whether he's a monster or a saint is hard to tell. So I'd say that Morales, with regard to Jake, who knows about his other patients? I don't. Is both an angel and a devil.
Elaborate a little bit on that, the devil side.
Well, the devil side is that he is highly interventionist, opinionated, and sometimes scathing in his opinions about what Jake has done or should do, to the point, in fact, of coaching him to or not to have sexual relations with people, to make up with his father or not make up with his father, and to sort of steer him in whatever direction he sees fit. And the ultimate diabolical part of Dr. Morales is that the book and the movie raise the suspicion that he may be doing it for his own psychological interests.
He's rude. He says things like, if you joke, I shall kill you and spare you the effort of suicide.
Yes, that's true. And it's wonderful for a somewhat retiring fellow like myself to have someone speak those lines that I would never speak in person. It's a great outlet.
What is your opinion of how analysts have been portrayed in the movies?
We had had previous conversations about the number of times analysts have appeared in movies and actual or therapists. And just in 5 minutes, I wrote down Clute, the Woody Allen movies.
How often do you sleep together?
Do you have sex often?
Hardly ever, maybe 3 times a week.
Constantly, I'd say 3 times a week. Like the other night, Albie wanted
to
have sex.
She would not sleep with me the other night, you know?
I think you would have been happy because I really asserted myself.
The incredible thing about it is I'm paying for her analysis and she's making progress and I'm getting screwed.
Good Will Hunting, where Robin Williams plays the therapist. The President's Analyst, who I believe was James Coburn, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. She no longer lives here, Dr. Schaefer.
What do you mean she no longer lives here?
I am sorry, my boy.
What is it?
It's a rather complicated security problem.
Doctor, you talk in your sleep.
It appears that when you do talk in your sleep, you violate the National Security Act.
How do you know what I say in the privacy of my own bedroom?
You know you're doing a marvelous job with the president. He looks and sounds 10 years younger.
Thank you very much, sir, but I want to know what you've done with Nan.
We've installed her in a suite at the Shoreham Hotel. May continue the relationship, provided you go there only during the daylight hours and do not sleep.
Listen to me, my
The Sopranos,
boy.
Which is not a movie, Ordinary People, Running with Scissors, David and Lisa.
Silence of the Lambs.
What became of your lamb, Clarice?
I killed.
You still wake up sometimes, don't you? You wake up in the dark and hear the screaming of the lambs.
Yes.
And you think if you save poor Catherine, you could make them stop, don't you? You think if Catherine lives, you won't wake up in the dark ever again to that awful screaming of the lambs.
I don't know.
And then I have down here the one where the therapist's son is dating the patient.
Oh, that was a
Meryl Streep?
Yes, a new one.
You betrayed me. Yes, I did betray your trust, but I did it to preserve our relationship. That seemed more important to me.
How long have you known?
5 weeks, 4 days. I wanted to avoid having this conversation for your benefit.
No. I think you did it to control your son's life.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
I don't believe you. She could give me advice to do as I please and then not do the same for your son is wrong. I think you need to look at that.
Thank you. I am working on that with my therapist right now.
Do you think they're caricatures?
almost always, that they are stupid or mean or they don't understand anything, or they're crazy themselves. That's often the stereotype. And someone actually said to me, sort of, don't you feel bad for giving this caricatured version in a book or in a movie about what analysis is like? And my answer was no. I'm afraid that if you really did a true version of an analysis or even an analytical session, that it would be boring. So what do you do in art? In order to get at the truth, you tell the kind of truth that only fiction can tell, which is either a lampoon or a drama. So like everybody else, doctors, lawyers, astronauts, analysts, when it comes to art, books and movies, they take their chances.
Daniel Menaker is the author of the novel The Treatment. The film by the same name has just opened in theaters. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure.